So this would all be kind of a communal development with the commercial and with the residential to the rear in a commons type of a situation. And what we're proposing is a rather upscale commercial industrial appearance to this. With the 10 units, the entire first floor, grade level, would be storefront type developments. Now, Paul here is currently developing, here's a project that he's developing in Dallas. So this just represents the general architectural appearance of this. This only represents 5 units, and what we're proposing here is 10 units, and I've put some pitched roofs on there to give some undulation to the roof line instead of one long band of sterile type units. So anyway, this is what we're looking to possibly develop on this site. We feel that this might be a seed, an impetus to future development along Ryan Road, that I guess they say if you build it, they will come, and we know that there's going to be additional commercial development all along there, and there's not much transportation, public transportation or anything to these sites, so people using the commercial area, employees as well as patrons, would be traveling by automobile. So we feel that integrating some residential here could help the development of the commercial, in that there would be an employee force readily available to this that could utilize the commercial future development. So that's where we are with this situation. We just wanted some feedback. We did discuss it briefly with the mayor. There wasn't much feedback or comment to that other than nothing negative. So we just wanted to come before the council to see what the feelings were for this site. It is relatively narrow frontage on Ryan Road, so I don't feel that it's really conducive to a big scale strip mall or some other type of commercial development, and I don't think anybody else has approached the city with a commercial development for this site.
Well, unless it gets tied together with the property to the west, that would lead then to 76th Street.
It's possible, but we have a developer here that's willing to purchase the property and develop it, as opposed to sitting vacant. There's a vacant single-family home on the site now, and we prefer not to have that site sit vacant waiting for some other developer to purchase it or consolidate it.
Have you spoken to staff, planning?
Briefly, yes.
Briefly? And did they mention any of the hurdles that would be with this site?
Other than we have to talk to Department of Transportation with regards to the highway and any median breaks that we have there to do there. Mm-hmm. There was some discussion with sewer interceptors, which we probably have to connect with MMSD to see how that can be handled. Again, we'd have to bring a civil engineer on board, you know, to determine green space and stormwater runoff with the holding pond and so forth. So we haven't addressed, we've thought of those areas, but we haven't specifically addressed them.
And I know when I spoke to Paul, not Paul Rotzenberg, Paul, the developer, is there water to this site?
It's from, I think, right
or across
down
the road. Mr. Deal?
I think it's across the road.
Across the road, okay. Okay. So, I did have an opportunity. This is in District 1, so I did have an opportunity to talk to the developer. It looks attractive, okay? I was just, as they mentioned, is it more state-of-the-art? Is it going to be more modern? I mean, it's an area that's not developed at all yet, and there's, you know, very little development that goes to the south of it, okay? Although we are developing, as I mentioned to Paul, we've got 2 subdivisions that are going in on South 76th Street and Oakley area, okay? So there's 2 sizable residential developments that are going there, and then there's another development that'll be going southwest on Loomis Road as it heads toward Muskego, which will be a mixed use property of commercial, industrial, and residential. So there is, you know, definitely some movement happening in the far southern part of the city of Franklin. And so, the gentlemen have agreed to come and present this type of style concept. I'm pretty much open to see, what could possibly happen with this. It's a new concept. It's a different concept. We're not Dallas, okay? And that's what I mentioned to him as well. We want development, as I mentioned to him, but we want successful development. And so I don't want someone just to build to build. And I want it to work, okay? And that's where some of my questioning and some of my concerns were.
One more comment, if you don't mind,
sure.
With this. When in our discussion with the mayor, we thought, generally speaking, that a development like this could be, like we say, a seed for this development to proliferate future development in that whole area. And as you mentioned, we discussed it, and I know I've done a lot of work with single-family homes and so forth in Franklin and some of the subdivisions. I've worked with Tuckaway and some of those things, which are all designed in a very traditional manner of architectural design and style. And I just completed some townhouse units in Oconomowoc that were this way, that were a period colonial, traditional style architecture. For that, because their commission and their architectural boards preferred that in that area out there. But in the discussion with the mayor, when we showed him this and showed him some other more traditional designs, he felt that integrating a more industrial, contemporary, upscale appearance for this would be beneficial to the city along Ryan Road. Of course, we don't want to put this in the middle of Tuckaway or someplace like that. So.
Well, true, because it's leading down the road. As you go east, you've got the business park. Okay, you've got industrial as you hit first. So to have a blend in would be possibly appropriate. Okay, and I could see where those comments kind of came from.
And that was our feeling as well. So.
And as I mentioned to Paul, I said, it's not my money. Okay, but I want it to be successful too, okay? And I mentioned Paul. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Mm. You could be right. Could it be the seed that sparks the rest of it? We'll see. We'll see where it goes. I'll open it up to the rest of the other aldermen. Alderwoman.
Well, I do see some potential for parking conflicts. I know even with different associations being next to each other, that this association parks and this association's parking, and they have a party and a guest, and so and then you have the parking for the garage units, but then you also have the two surface parking spaces per unit. So it seems like there could be, just in general, a lot of cars outside all of the time, which is not extremely attractive in a development area. I also, isn't this the property that has these huge oak trees on it, Mr. Deedle? This is not the parcel?
No, the parcel is totally barren except for the single family home.
Yeah, it's farmland.
I thought on the property line that I saw that.
There might be wetlands right on the property line.
Yeah, there is some small plantings, I think, to the east.
Okay. I know there is a parcel that someone was looking at that had some pretty large trees. I hope when that one comes in, there's a little more creativity to just not chop them down.
There's no big trees on the site. No.
There's just mortar trees.
I'm making a comment for the other one that I know of. I'd like to see some sort of tie-in with the other parcels. I'm not really sure how this would tie in, and I would be looking to planning staff to look at how this would be expanded. I sort of see it as creating a built-in opposition. Mm-hmm. Once you put in this type of, you know, a large amount of residents in one area, and you've got vacant on both sides with nothing future, then next thing you know, something tries to come in, and it's just blocked politically, and it just goes into gridlock.
I think the land to the east, I'm not sure, but I think that driveway, part of that is part of the county institution land that goes up there. And so the whole, and then again, the other corner is privately owned. So I don't know exactly how this could be integrated, but I haven't heard, or I don't think you've had any ideas of anybody, you know, proposing anything along that north west corner.
I'm thinking future road stubs that, you know, would allow something came in under the side where you would have access.
Well, there could be possibly some easement, like I said. If you look at the site, this is a roadway that goes up here, that goes up to the county institutions up there. And I don't know whether there would be some sort of an easement or something that would have access more towards the back. I don't know. This is something we'd have to possibly investigate.
Is that something you'd have to talk with the county about? Or?
I'm sure it would, if there would be any easement or use of that property. But right now, and you mentioned the trees on this site, there just are some plantings along that east border. Other than that, there's nothing on the site. And like I said, this is a roadway that goes up.
It's not my district, so I'm not familiar with it. But
it's a service drive. It's a non-paved roadway.
And I'm the design architect. Are you going to put gutters? Rain gutters on this?
I don't know. We haven't really gone into the details of the design of the building yet. Stormwater runoff off the roofs, this would be generally a flat roof situation, so that might be handled with gutters. We have to have a civil engineer analyze the stormwater situation for that, or it could be internal drains that would go off of that. That would provide the roof drainage.
It just looks real similar to the last concept review, the Indian Creek condominiums that are behind the hotel that was being proposed, which they sort of forgot to put any type of issue to resolve that, so the water sheet drains straight down off the building and hits the bay windows and leaks into the windows.
No,
and so I'm looking to please to address this. This is Wisconsin. We have runoff all the time, melting snow, and
I'm aware of that. I'm currently designing another project in Bayview, a 12-unit, three-story townhouse, similar in design. It's not a live work unit, but it's just strictly residential, where the design of the roof structure slopes it to the back to the parking lot, and then we have a big gutter that would run down there with downspouts that would tie into the sewer, through the sanitary sewer.
One of the things that sort of caught my eye was, you know, such long, narrow, people that I was showing to, one of them said it looks like just boxes of Velveeta cheese blocks sitting all over the page, and I'm just wondering if, you know, it could be just a little bit more than just like such straight, lines and just add a little bit more variety.
Possibly on the elevation here.
I'm not so much opposed to the elevations as I am just the site layout is just so black square. There's no free form of anything.
Well, again, we did not, this is a concept type of a thing, you know. I'm not going to go into a detailed design of each building. If we get some sort of indication that we proceed with this, then the next step would be to take a look at the individual buildings, you know, for architectural approval for that. And I agree with you. In fact, I have to comment the building that we had that I did in Oconomowoc is very similar to this, 9 units and 8 units, where we've taken like 4 units in the front and brought those out 10 feet more, and then the end units were recessed back again to give some undulation to the footprint of the building. Yes, this is a consideration that I use in my design concepts. But for this purpose, we did just basically use a cookie cutter block to put on the site to give you an indication of what we were proposing at this point. Okay. Oh yes, we go into further intricate design of these different units to make them attractive and not just a typical cookie cutter apartment.
I don't know that sitting here and looking at this, so thank you for adding that comment.
Are these going to be apartments or condos?
I think condos. Is what we're looking at.
And you know you're bucking the trend because right
now.
Okay.
I know.
I actually prefer condos over apartments.
Well, I mean, the demand right now is.
I have people looking for duplexes, and they want to have a ownership type of thing, but not really a large house, and they don't really want to be an apartment.
Right. So basically, you'd have commercial availability on the front building that fronts Ryan. Everything else would be residential in the back.
Yes. We could, and this was part of the discussion with the mayor. We said, well, you know, some of the rear buildings could have commercial too, but we didn't feel that was conducive, that the public would not want to drive around into a courtyard, you know, for commercial. We really, for the commercial, you want the exposure off of the front.
Mm-hmm.
And your question too, I do a lot of apartment and condominium. Probably 80% of my business is in multifamily. And you're right, the trend, especially in Milwaukee, is for apartments and very small, even macro type thing. I'm doing a lot of work in Bayview with projects. However, there are a lot of people out there that are buying 2, 3, 4 condo units and then using them as supplemental rental income. So a lot of times, like you mentioned, people are buying duplexes and so forth, and they're buying the whole thing, renting out the other half, and that practically pays for their mortgage. So, you know, there are people that are buying condo multifamily units and then renting them out. So,
we wouldn't be interested in that.
Well, again, I think you want occupancy.
Well, I do realize.
You want quality occupancy.
I do, correct. And I know that you were looking at about $350,000 plus per unit. You know, you guys would have to work on the numbers and see if it works and it's real. Okay.
Yes, these would be upscale units.
Okay. Alderman Barber.
I grew up a number of years ago with a similar concept in South Milwaukee, and I lived there. And one of the problems they had, especially with the commercial up front, was the fact that in this type of space, there's going to be issues with trash abutting the back of the buildings here, and that's what you're looking at. So one of my concerns is the trash and also the utility hookups and everything like that took away from that whole ambiance I think you're trying to create there. And then the snow removal. So those were issues for that particular site, and they did the commercial with live-in above as well. And that
just to address, there probably won't be trash exposed to the back of the commercial unit. If you look at this plan, you'll see a row of things on the back of the commercial property. Those are garages that would service the residential units up above. So trash would probably be handled the same way it does with residential, where it would be inside of the garage and then just wheeled out for collection purposes.
And then the snow removal and the utilities were how that all got hooked up was kind of...
These are all issues that we need to address, yes.
Any other questions? Seeing none. Doug and Paul, thank you very much.
What is our next step or the procedure?
Your next step would be to talk with staff and talk to planning and... get direction from that point. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Paul, did you want to say something before?
Yes, I didn't hear from other aldermen. So, I mean, are you excited about this project or you are skeptical because you don't invest time and money?
Well,
Can't vote on it.
We're not voting on it. We don't. It,
I know
we
that.
Just, we just kind of ask. I mean, I see Alderman Nelson.
2 cents.
That has one comment.
Since you asked, I like what you came forward with. I support it. It's a dead corner. I'd like to see something there. And as long as staff, puts forth their concerns and they're met and we move forward, I'm for it. I'm glad you came forward. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, you're looking at about 3 acres of land here, and you're looking at almost four, and you're almost, your increment is going to be somewhere between $5 and $8 million.
Yes.
So that's attractive. Okay. Being attractive, as I said, I still want it to work for you guys.
Sometimes a curse.
Okay. Yeah.
I know. He's a ladies' man.
Okay. Oh, wait. Real quick, those guys are running, but Alderman Mayor.
Yeah, since you guys asked, I support this as well. I really like the owner-occupied aspect of the condos as well, so I think it could be a welcome addition.
Thank you.
You know, and those commercial units on the first floor are more professional. It's not going to be a little restaurant or anything like that, or a coffee shop.
Office.
Or some central bark thing.
Yeah.
Well, I have one unit with a doctor, a lady who's an anesthesiologist. She has a ceramic store in her live-work unit. But her regular job is that. So there's all kinds of a variety of people that would be interested in this.
There are. Well, I think we've reached the end of our questioning. So thank you, gentlemen. Like I said, talk to staff, call the planning department.
Okay?
Yes.
G6. Resolution authorizing officials to accept the pedestrian access easement for and as part of. We've got an amendment here. I've got two coming in from both sides of me. Access. Well, I should probably read it over. A resolution authorizing certain officials to accept the pedestrian access and bicycle path easement for and as part of the review and approval of the final plat for Ryan Wood Manor Phase 1 subdivision at approximately South 76th Street and West Oakwood Road. Oakwood at Ryan Creek LLC applicant. Well, let's get the motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, questions?
It wasn't a question, it was a comment on if we wanted to even make a motion to approve. You have done comments, but I know we always do things that way. I just wanted to point out, in our packet tonight, on page 121, we're going to get to the point where we can look at the park's labor that was $65,000 over budget. And that money then came from our highway department to replace the over budget in the parks. And so I'm thrilled to have a trail incorporated in here. My concern is it's really interior to the development. And the city's going to be maintaining it basically on behalf of the developer. I would be much more comfortable if we didn't accept maintenance of this for at least 5 years until we get to a point where it might connect to something, because this is a huge cost and it only literally will serve this one development at the city's cost. I just don't see how we can continue to afford this type of issue. I mean, who come to the trail and the development in the one in my district, who is going to maintain that? Are we as a city going to maintain that from the Crisvilla development down connecting the two subdivisions, because you wouldn't connect, two roads together, and now that becomes a city cost? So I'm just putting this out there that maybe we need to think about alternative forms of maintenance for these to alleviate our budget and our park situation.